This is a continuation of the June 13th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 786 for property ID 186611000. The property is owned by 134th Street Lofts Investors LLC, et al. If there's any confidential testimony today, please state that and we'll begin a separate recording. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We do have Carrie Dudley present for the assessor's office, and we have Michael Burns present as a representative for the appellant, both over video chat. So go ahead and raise your right hands. We'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Sure. Again, thank you for your time this morning. I will be short and succinct to the point. This apartment building is a mid-rise. It has 124 units. It was built completed in 2021. The total value was on a full as of 2022. And in large part, our appeal is based, we're looking at older sales, but primarily when I was doing a review of this property, I was looking at market rents that were available in the area. And so, from an investment standpoint, we're looking at what that projection might be going forward as far as what the rents can be achieved for the property. And so our valuation is primarily based on a market pro forma, which we provided the assessor in this case. And then across the various unit types, one bedrooms, we're looking at 1,550 unit, two bedrooms, one bath at 1,725 unit. The two bedrooms and two baths, we're looking at 2,150 unit. We captured another $500,000 in other income for PGI of about $3 million, taking 20% for vacancy and collection losses, and another 40% for operating expenses. Our NOI was $1,448,448. And using a market cap of 5%, our indicated value was $20,968,960, or $233,621 per unit. So, in this case, we're just asking the board to give the market pro forma consideration and evaluation, given that this is a new property that is in the process of becoming stabilized at this time.
Did you say 20 million?
So total value, I have this at least rounded, excuse me, is 28,970,000.
Okay, 28 million. Okay.
And you put these comps in here to relate to the value per unit, is that right?
Correct.
You don't have an analysis of how it compares?
We do not have a grid that compares them or makes adjustments for the for this comparable sales.
So yours comes out to 233. I guess your page 40 does show all the rest of them. There's only a couple that are in the 230 range. What's the total square footage of your property?
Total square footage that I have on file is The NRA, I have at 108,487.
All right. Gary, you want to speak to the assessor's position?
Sure. This property was in a new construction status for the 2022 assessment year, meaning that we are using a July 31st, 2022 assessment date because it was in a new construction status. The property sold July 13th, 2022 for $38,657,000. Our valuation as of 7/31/22 was $30,988,300, below the sales price by about $8 million. We are low when you look at the unit prices of the comps that the appellant provided and also the comparable sales that we've provided. We are at about $250,000 a unit. It sold for $311 a unit. So that's pretty much all that I have to say.
Bad timing on their part to sell on July 13th. They should have waited 30 days.
I don't have any other questions.
Nor do I.
No, I have no questions. All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thank you all this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
The following recording indicates the hearing day is being June 16th. The hearing day was, in fact, June 13th, which can be verified by the original recording file's date stamp. The disclaimer has been added to the beginning of the file with no edits made to the original recording. This is a continuation of the June 16th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 788 for property ID 123011024. The property is owned by Mike Minchow Chen and Sandy Shin Chang, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll just quickly do a review of what he sent in. He said that the property was purchased for $1,003,000 in December of 21. The evidence included an appraisal performed by Matt Frey of M&M Residential Inc., indicating a value of $1,238,000 as of December 21, and the appellant submitted three comparable sales. Property 123011030 sold for $1,003,000 in May of 22. Property 122996018 sold for $1,275,000 in May of 22. And property 123006082 sold for $1,433,000 in June of 22. And so I will go ahead and hand it back to you folks.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
The following recording indicates the hearing day is being June 16th. The hearing day was, in fact, June 13th, which can be verified by the original recording file's date stamp. The disclaimer has been added to the beginning of the file with no edits made to the original recording.
This is a continuation of the June 16th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 790 for property ID 178226010. The property is owned by Bruce A. Meyer and Carmen M. Meyer. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. So just on quick review of the materials, the appellant's evidence included materials on the impact of easements from adjacent power lines, causing inability to divide the property and a road easement along the north side of the land. And over to you folks.
I thought you said the 16th, June 16th, and the date.
Oh,
this is the 13th.
I apologize. Yes, this is June 13th.
2023, yeah. Okay, since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Nope.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 13th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 773 for property ID 192197000. The property is owned by Old Castle Glass Incorporated. If there's any confidential testimony, please state that, and we will begin a separate recording. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Andrea Hughes present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand to be sworn in if you would like to make a statement.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you say anything you want to.
I don't have any questions, but this is an appeal for, let me just give you a summary real quickly. So this was a 2020 appeal. The value on this property had increased 121% from the prior year. In 2021, the value was a little bit over $5 million. It was $5,006,325 total with land and structure. In 2022, the value increased to $11 million and $11,083,250. This brought the facility up to $149 per square foot. It's a manufacturing warehouse built. In 2001, it has approximately 74,390 square feet of building area. It is owner occupied.
What was the square footage?
74,390.
And that's a price per square foot of how much?
$148.99. So I rounded it up to $149 a square foot.
It,
great. But the statement I have, the notice of value I have from last year shows the value of $10,822. So did we make an adjustment last year? Or
I don't have notice of an adjustment in 2021. I have the value for as $5 million. I can look. Let me see if I have my document in here real quick. It was $4 million the year before that. Let's see. 2021. I don't have the valuation notice for 2021. I just have that it was $5 million, and the year before it was, I'll tell you. Maybe they changed it in the middle of the year.
Well, you attached, or whoever did put this packet together, attached the notice of value from last year, and it was $10,822. So you're just kind of saying you're starting 2 years back instead of one, and
so I think that attachment was actually the notice of value for 2022, and it showed the prior year, but I think that was changed maybe mid-year. I can look in the file. Hold on.
I don't see anything as far as Board of Equalization cases, but it may have been something between them and the assessor's office.
Look at the notice of values, Michelle, and see if there's an extra notice of value.
It's my system, says the $5 million. Let me find it here.
I'm not seeing multiple on any of the recent years.
You see a $5 million value in there anywhere?
It would have been in 2020, I guess.
Yeah, the 2020 that was sent out was 9 million. And that it was one of the late batch, so they got it in September of 2020.
So you don't see.
So it's 9 million.
You got to go back farther than that to see a 4 or 5 million.
Well, we don't need to go back that far, really.
So the tax bill does show the 10,822 for 22.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we were talking about the same thing. I mean, you're comparing it to a $5 million value.
Sorry. You're right. I wanted to make sure as well. I don't know why our system had it that way.
Okay, you're saying you're at...
So it's currently
$149 a square foot, right?
Right. So the building is 74,390 square feet.
Right.
So at 11,083,250, that comes out to 148.99 a square foot. And we looked at some sales comparables and sent them over. Let me open that document for you.
Yeah, no, I see them here. You had eight comparable.
Mm-hmm.
You had eight comparable properties.
Mm-hmm. And most of those were under that 149.
Yeah,
maybe there was two above it.
189, but the rest are all lower.
So
in
our...
There's a new one for 164.
Yeah. So when we were looking, we did not adjust them. We sent this in. We were hoping the assessor would look at them and make the adjustments due to the market analysis. We were just alerting them to the fact that the value on this property looked well above all the local sales. Not well above, but above per square foot of the local sales in the area. Specifically, the one sale that was in Battleground, closest to the property, that sold for less than 130 a square foot. And when we looked at that, we were looking at a value of 128 a square foot, that's what we were asking for, was the same, similar to the most close in proximity sale of all of the market sales we were able to identify.
The one in Battleground,
number 7 on the list. Mm-hmm.
You didn't put a sheet in on your own building, correct, with the pictures and the details? You just didn't?
We did not. We assumed the assessor had provided all of their information as to the pictures and the reasoning behind their number and all of that information, and that you were going to compare the two.
No. Just keep in mind for future appeals, you have to provide the information on the subject property, on your property also, because they don't typically give us anything.
Okay. Well, in case you're wondering, this was built in 2001. It has 6.5 acres. The average height inside the building is 24 feet high. There is quite a bit of office in the area. It's at 23% of the total of the space. That is actually not outside the norm for the manufacturing warehouse that this is. Otherwise, we would have made a note of that to you. And comparing that to the sales that we were able to identify, the most comparable we saw was number 7. It was on Grace Avenue in Battleground, and it sold for $128.55 a square foot. Another very comparable as to size is number 6. It has 74,000 square feet, and it sold for $133.93 a square foot.
And what's the address on that one?
It is 6317 Northeast 131st Street. That one's up in Vancouver. Like I said, the most comparable we found was the one on Grace Avenue in Battleground. But the most, yeah, the second most comparable would have been number six.
Where's yours located? You're on Commerce. You're located on Commerce Avenue, and is that Battleground?
So we are 1611 Southeast Commerce Avenue in Battleground.
Battleground, okay.
1611 Southeast Commerce in Battleground. So the largest size-wise of the sales that we have is that number six in Vancouver, Northeast 131st Street in Vancouver. And that one also sold for, you know, $10 per square foot less than what the assessor has on the record. So again, the assessor is at, you know, if you round, it's $148.99 a square foot. And the largest size-wise of the sales that we identified was $133.93 a square foot. And if you go down to the page, I provided all the details on all of these sales. The most comparable is close to the end. You'll see it on page.
Your pages aren't numbered, so.
Okay.
Is it the one, Grace Avenue?
Yes, the Grace Avenue, at the bottom of your page on Grace Avenue, you'll see it says page 8. They weren't numbered in order, but yes, Battleground, it's a Class C warehouse, very similar. It sold in 22. It was built a couple of years newer. It was built in 2004. And it has approximately, let's see, I'm not seeing their square footage on here. Oh, it has 3 acres. And it's right down the street. And it sold for $128.55. The one right above that, page 7 of that same packet, is a 7 in the bottom right corner. That's the one that's the biggest of the buildings we were able to identify. And you can see there that this one had 2.9 acres. It was built in 2008. It's up in Vancouver. It has a little bit of distribution space, which usually sells for a little bit more because you have that turnaround dock doors. You have the extra dock doors for able to bring items in and out quicker. That's why they classify it as distribution. So it has some distribution space to it in the classification here on CoStar. And you'll see that it is a corner lot, so it has easy access for that distribution to come in and out of that facility, making it highly desirable as far as ease of ingress and egress. And again, it was much lower per square foot sale than the value the assessor put on this particular property, which is older, and it is in Battleground. So as you can see, our particular location is a little bit older than the locations that sold. It is a little bit bigger than the one right down the street that sold, but it's very comparable as to location and use. And we would see no rationale behind not accepting a value based on these sales and lowering the $148.99 a square foot to either $128 or $133 or $134 a square foot, which is indicated by these more recent newer building sales. And that's what we're asking for, is to make that consideration.
The last page, your page 13, that's a compilation of the sales prices and average per square foot, both the low, average, and median, and high value per square foot.
Yes, that's by quarter, though. So you're not looking at it as a full trending year. It's not the average of the year. It's the average of the quarter, or average or the median of the quarter is page 12. Yes, page 13, it gives you the low, average, and median for all of the sales that I indicated, the 8 sales on this particular report. And it also gives you the criteria we used in CoStar. So you can tell how far away we were looking at sales between 2019 and 2022. We excluded bulk property because it's hard to find the value of a given building when you're selling lots of buildings at the same time. Same with the multi-property. It's kind of the same kind of concept there. So we excluded those types of sales where you couldn't pull out the value. And we went within a total 10-mile radius, so a radius around the subject property. So we took a pretty big swath of everything that sold. We did look, though, I'm sure you're aware, smaller buildings sell for more per square foot. You can do more with the smaller buildings. So we did make a minimum size. We didn't look at anything lower than 20,000 square feet. It wouldn't have been comparable. It would have been having to adjust it quite a bit. And of course, the use. You know, we wanted to make sure that it was an industrial-type building, warehouse or other type of an industrial commercial use, because this one is a warehouse. So all of our locations here, you'll see our industrial uses within 10 miles of the subject property. And you'll see here, there was an outlier, number two. It was in Vancouver. It was 33,000 square feet. It sold for a lot more than any of the others, bringing that average up without that outlier, which was $20 more than any other property in this report.
At Grace Avenue is right next to the railroad. Are you next to the railroad up there?
Let me see here real quick. I have my map pulled up with the property. So this one is so there's ours. Where's the railroad on this map? Give me just a second to answer that for you.
Well, the railroad's right next to Grace Avenue, so I don't
know. So we are on Commerce. So the one on Grace Avenue is down the street, but we're on Commerce, and I'll tell you exactly how far away they are. Just one second. We're not on the railroad.
Okay, that's fine.
1721. Okay. So if you're looking at the map, and I don't think I can I share my screen? Do you want me to show you the map? It's a block away from the railroad, our facility. Okay. So the property number 7 that's actually sold for 128, it is on the railroad. And then if you go a block, the railroad is in between us. So the one on Grace Avenue sits to the west of the railroad. And then a block away from the railroad is us, where the Commerce Road curves beside that. It's the next street over from Grace Avenue. So technically they're like that far apart. I mean, they're like less than 0.3 miles.
And your building is used exclusively for warehouse? Was it a redistribution or something?
So this one's a manufacturing warehouse, and it's mainly for moving products around. This is a glass and other kinds of envelope products. Paper products. It's a facility. My understanding is they use it mainly for holding products and delivering products on wholesale. So it's not... It's not quick distribution turnaround like the one in Vancouver. It's not seeing a lot of trucks a day, but it is sending bulk product out of the facility. Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Just keep in mind next year for your appeal to give us the information on your property.
Absolutely.
Makes it a lot easier to compare. We have the subject property information. That's the only comment I have. I don't have any questions.
I don't have any further questions.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
The following recording indicates the hearing day is being June 16th. The hearing day was, in fact, June 13th, which can be verified by the original recording file's date stamp. The disclaimer has been added to the beginning of the file with no edits made to the original recording. This is the June 16th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 789 for property ID 265-119-000. The property is owned by Ellen A. Pappenfuse and Stephen Rajeff. If there's any confidential testimony, please state that you'll begin that and we can start a separate recording. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Rose, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Ellen Pappenfuse and Stephen Rajeff present over video chat for the appellant. I know we can't see you right now. I know you're working on that. But do go ahead and raise your right hand if you want to speak. You don't have to speak if you don't want to.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I have Ellen and Steve. Is that who it is?
Yes.
Yes.
Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind...
No, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, right. I keep... You know, all of a sudden I think we're in 23, should it be? And then, anyway, just keep in mind that the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions about procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
This is Ellen, and I do have a question. On the letter that we had received originally stating that we would be receiving within 21 days of our hearing, as the appellant, we needed to provide any additional, but that we would also be receiving material from the assessor's office. Would we be receiving that information? Because I've never seen what he comped our house to.
The assessor has taken the position that the information available in the GIS system, if you look at one of the categories on the top of the page when you look up your property, it gives you the methodology to bring up comparable properties, and it's designed to pull up properties that compare to your property, and that meets his obligation under the regulation of providing you with comparable information. Those are the properties that are used in making the value for your property, even though your property is valued by a input system that brings up charts of properties that compare to yours, and that's how they value your property. So at any rate, they are not sending out any information unless they actually want to respond to a particular case.
Okay, I've actually gone onto that website or onto that link or that, to me it's an Excel document, so I have actually looked at that and I've tried using that as a comp, but it's locked, and so it's very complicated for, it was really complicated for me to use. I went through it for days and decided I wasn't sure that I was doing it right anyway. So,
it's not very user friendly and it doesn't give you a lot of information. I agree.
Yeah, it was very complicated. So thank you. That helped me. I wasn't sure because 1 year I'd actually received his comp so I could see his against mine, and that was helpful to me. So, Right. Okay. I wasn't sure if I could, how I could get that information each year. It would be helpful. We may not end up in hearings all the time. So,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that information. So, I'm assuming that you've got the cover letter and the forms that we sent in.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Okay. So, kind of our thinking with when we were looking at these comparables was to show what we believed were more comparable, and then the one that was evaluated to be comparable to our house. So under number one, so I'm looking similarly, I believe, to the assessor, and I'm looking for size and kind of locations. And while our address is La Center, we're actually in a battleground school district and closer to Yakult. So it's kind of a weird location where we are, but so I went and was looking at what we could find that was close and comparable. The first one, as you can see, is about 6.5 miles away. It's cedar sided, which, if you look at our house also, while the main floor is log, the rest of the house is cedar and the garage is cedar. So most of our house actually is cedar siding. Their particular house, is about 1,000 feet larger than ours, square feet, and has a second full kitchen in their basement, like it's set up for two families. So one of the things I do too, because these are homes that are sold, I'm actually going on the website to see all of their photos of the house that is sold so I can look and see if it's comparable to ours inside as well as outside. So I'm doing probably more than what, the system is that's automatically clicking in for our costs. But so when that house sold in November of 2021 for $950,000, we think this is probably the closest to what our house should have been. It's also on a small lake. There's they have an above ground pool. They've got a sauna. Those are all things we do not have. But we believe that the house itself would be comparable. The sale of number two is actually what our house was valued at being similarly to. That particular property is about 5 miles from ours. It's set up as a wedding event venue. So inside and outside of the house is about 1,500 square feet larger than ours. It has a second full kitchen. I'm not sure about the pictures that I actually sent to the assessor's office, but that is a phenomenally elegant, gorgeous home, absolutely gorgeous home. Beautiful slate and granite, hardwood floors throughout, lots of built-in things. It was really a gorgeous house. That sold in January of 22 for 1.175 under the valuation of what they believed ours was.
Do they live in that property?
I'm not sure if they live in that property. It looks like it's a lived-in home. However, it was sold as a place where people were inside and outside of the home during any of the events. So I'm not quite sure, but it looks like it's lived-in to me.
Okay.
When I was looking at the home on their website. And then that third one is about 1.5 miles from our property. It's got great outdoor seating. It's not comparable in some of our things in that it's not cedar sided, but it did have some things that were similar. It's on a lake. It's a little smaller than our home by 1,000 feet, but that sold in February of 22 for $755,000. So you can see that there's, I gave you three different properties there that trying to understand where does our property fall between all of that. And we believed it fell at about $960,000 because our, with that number one sale of property at $950,000. And I know there's an adjusted price and I don't know how to figure that out. So anyway, that's kind of how we got to what we got to.
Did you get this off of their website?
I may have, But, you know, it was so hard to use that website that I couldn't find this by doing a search. I had to manually look down through it because we don't have Excel on our computer, and so there was no way for us to do a search. So I was actually searching through homes that had sold at a certain time.
That's fine. By the way, the adjusted values are based on the fact that it sold at a period different than January 1st of 2022. So they would take whatever the increase was calculated at for the year, and then they would prorate that for month. For instance, you bought this one was purchased in November, the 18th of November, so there wouldn't be much adjustment to get it trended to January 1 of 22. So there wouldn't be much adjustment to that at all to get to a comparable value to yours.
Okay.
Last year you were valued at 949, and the increase for 2021 to 2022 was 21% average for the county. Do you feel your property was valued properly last year?
No, and we had actually contested that as well.
And did we adjust it, or did they adjust it?
That you did not adjust it.
Thank you. All right, I think I have enough information. Any questions, Lisa?
No, I don't have any questions.
The only question that I have is I was looking at the sheet that you gave us, and on the line item that says other buildings, you put none. But I thought that I saw that you have a detached garage.
No, we have, our house has an attached garage, a two-car attached garage.
And no other outbuildings?
We have, so this, as of 2022, January 2022, there was no attached garage, no other building on the site.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So when we're looking back a year, that's correct. We did not have an additional building.
Didn't have that at that time, okay.
Correct, yes. Thank you. Yeah. And that's another thing I look at when I'm comping these is to see how many additional outbuildings were on the property. Anyway, I try to make it as comparable as I can figure out to make. So.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Close the hearing.